Good morning, and welcome to the conference call of Sungdevastor. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. William Chi-Yuan Wang.
Hello, good morning. I'm William Chi-Yuan Wang. I'm the CFO of the Sungdevastor Technology AG. Today we will announce our first half year of 2014 and Q2 result. Now let's turn to page one. This is the top page. We turn to the next one, the current status of the project. First, the BOT project. The Zhoukou project, we finished 89.5% at end of the June this year. It will be planned to be accomplished in this year. Second is Kunming. The percentage of completion at end of the June is 74.7%. It is planned to be finished in 2015. The third one is Xianning. The percentage of completion at the end of June is 93%. It planned to be finished in this year. The last one is the Lanzhou. The percentage of completion at end of the June is 1%. It will be completed in the 2018. Now let's look at EPC project. There are three. The first one is Dingzhou. Dingzhou's percentage of completion is 24.3%. This project will be completed in the 2015. The second is Zhucheng project. The percentage of completion is 68.3%. It will be completed in 2015. The last one is Wuhai project. It is in the preparation stage now, and it will be completed in 2017. Let's turn to next page. The Q2 and H1 2014 results not satisfied, but slightly improved compared with the previous period. First, let's see the summary of the Q2 result. The revenue increased by more than 150% to euro 3.49 million. In 2013 Q2, the figure is 1.31 million. The EBIT came slightly up to euro minus 1.42 million. Q2 last year is minus 1.57 million. The net result amount to euro minus 2.17 million. It corresponds to a reduction by about 24%. The Q2 last year is euro minus 1.74 million. Now let's look at the summary H1 result. Revenues increased slightly, significantly by 78.8% to euro 4.56 million. Last year is euro 2.55 million. EBIT improved slightly to euro minus 2.79 million. Last year, the figure is euro minus 2.84 million. Nevertheless, net result was reduced to euro minus 4.43 million. Last year, the amount is euro minus 3.26 million. Now let's look at order intake and order backlog. No order intake in this first half year. And the decrease of order backlog by 12.2% to euro 218.26 million in first half of this year. This is mostly because of the progress of the construction. Cash position remains solid with euro 88.55 million at end of June this year, and ensures Zhongde's flexibility with regard to BOT investment and project finance. Now turn to the next page. Let's see the chart of the revenue increase in line with project progress. So in the first half 2014, total revenues increased by 78.8 to euro 4.56 million. EPC projects accounted for about 52% of total revenues, BOT for about 48%. Let's turn to the next page. EBIT slightly improved, but earning situation still not satisfactory. Gross profit increased by 48.6% to euro 0.26 million. EBIT slightly improved to euro minus 2.79 million. Net loss increased to euro minus 4.43 million. Now let's turn to next page. The strong cash position and equity ratio ensures flexibility for future investment. At end of June this year, cash and cash equivalents decreased by 19.6% to euro 88.5 million. Besides the regular cash outflow for BOT construction and company's operation, the reduction was also caused by euro 3 million of the principal repayment of the two loans from Huarong Leasing Company. Net cash amount to euro 90.5 million after deduction euro 69 million of the loan volume, result in euro 1.5 net cash per share. Shareholders' equity decreased by 5.9% to euro 96.9 million. Last year, the amount is 103 million, mainly due to foreign currency translation and negative result for first half year of 2014. Let's turn to next slide. The strong odd position for future growth. Although in first half of this year the odd intake is zero, but we still have a higher level of the order backlog. The amount still remain at 290.3 million. The percentage of small size incinerators accounted for 1.9%. EPC projects account for 34.9% and BOT projects for 63.2% of total order backlog in first half 2014. Now let's turn to the next page. Financial outlook remains unchanged. First, continuous favorable economic and political environment for eco-friendly waste disposal solutions in China. The second, growing demand for energy from waste plants in China and throughout Asia due to increasing industrialization and urbanization. The third, completion of the two BOT projects, so-called Xianying, in 2014, and the completion of one BOT project, Kunming, and two EPC projects, Dingzhou and Zhucheng, in 2015. The fourth, start of construction phase of both projects, Lanzhou BOT and Wuhai EPC, in this year. Management Board evaluates all opportunities favorable to the group on a regular basis, which refer to acquisition of new BOT or EPC contract, as well as to the potential sale of several or all BOT projects. Although 2014 will continue to be a transition period, a growth in revenue improved operation results, although still leading to a loss, and a stabilized cash position are expected by the management board for 2014. That's all for today's presentation. Thank you very much for your attention. We are looking forward to your questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wang. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press star 2. So for your questions, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. We got a question from Alexander Jürgens. May we have your question, please, sir?
Yes, please. On the shareholder meeting, actually, I'm his wife. Can't participate today. In the shareholder meeting this year, you talked about the order intake to be expected for this year. Now, you told us that in the first half of the year, there was no new order, but do you still expect new orders, either BOT or EPC, to come during this year? So Q3
yes.
Or in Q4? A bigger one,
yes,
of course, not small
yeah.
ones. I'm talking about big ones. Mr. Wang, thank you. That's
you're welcome.
The question.
And the answer is yes. We still, you know, keep in touch with the potential clients and trying to sign the new EPC or BOT project in this year.
Okay, but there are no, let's say, more concrete ideas about which or in which region they will.
Because it's still in the process, so it haven't finalized the negotiation. So if we signed some letter of intent or signed contract, we will announce it immediately.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wang.
You're welcome.
For further questions, please press star 1. For your questions or remarks, please press star 1. We got no further questions in the moment.
Okay, thanks everybody. Thank you and talk to you next time. Thank you.
We want to thank Mr. Wang and all the participants of this conference. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.